You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
There is a report that has come out in the Star newspaper this morning.
Yeah.
Which alleges that there's a plot to sabotage Johannesburg City Mayor Dada Morero. Now, I'll be honest. Usually, I take some things that are printed on the Star newspaper with a pinch of salt. And the reason for that is independent newspapers have sometimes printed things that have turned out not to be true.
Yeah.
You remember the story of the 10 babies?
Yes.
Who would have been starting school. I think this year, we've still not seen them. It's unfortunate that we've now got to double check every story they put out.
Mm.
However, the mayoral office has put out a press release this morning.
Mm.
And they are saying that they are going to investigate these claims because the sabotage is something they take very seriously.
Yep.
Now it's a credible story that we can discuss.
Yep.
Because whether it's true or not, we are now discussing the response from the mayoral office. The allegation goes as follows.
Yep.
There are some members of the mayoral committee that have met up with people from Johannesburg City. And the plan is to shut down water for as long as possible so that they can sabotage the leadership of Mayor Dada Morero.
Mm.
I remember during Easter. Do you remember Easter where there was that long shutdown?
Yep.
And I even asked, I said, what sort of time is this to be carrying out maintenance?
Yep.
Hey, an entire weekend, people with no water. Could you not pick a better time?
I thought a week.
No, but they thought that was the best time because they assumed that everybody would be out of the province and they've gone to different parts because we asked them specifically on
Did they really? Or did they want to frustrate us?
Yep.
Because they certainly did frustrate Johannesburg City.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you who took the heat. The mayor of the city.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we've spoken to water experts over the years and they've indicated the infrastructure, the water infrastructure of Johannesburg has not been properly maintained. It's old. It needed to be replaced. They had budgetary constraints. So there were many issues here when it came to the water, which almost made it seem legitimate that if we're dealing with the water restrictions and all the other infrastructural problems, they have come out to confirm that they were not very prompt in so far as their maintenance was concerned. And that's why we're seeing so many breakages and then we have no water. So to say there would be sabotage now, based on what we've heard over the years from the water experts about what is expected to happen with Johannesburg in so far as the water is concerned, you then are a bit confused that is it sabotage or legitimately there have been financial constraints and there is the infrastructure problem and the lack of maintenance and forward planning.
So let me tell you, when you sabotage somebody, you use a very plausible explanation.
Yeah.
There actually is a legitimate concern about maintenance in the water infrastructure. It's been in existence for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
When I was in 702, for example, we were doing shows already about how over 40% of the water gets lost just due to leakages.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. The infrastructure of water is precious. It's a pressure system. I've spoken about this. So, for example, you can get a pressure-driven system. You can also get an electronic system, an electronic grid, where you can close valves that aren't working and redirect the water.
Mm.
Here we use pressure in that the water has to go through one route and one route only. Unfortunately, that has not been maintained over the last, let's call it, 4 decades, right? And so we do have a legitimate problem. But as legitimate as that problem may be, I can exacerbate the problem.
Yep.
I can worsen it and make you look bad.
I believe the allegations, Cesar, because, I mean, if you look at City of Johannesburg in the last maybe 5 years or so, in terms of how it hasn't functioned to the way that we probably used to or know how Joburg is supposed to be functioning. I mean, in 4 years alone, there's plenty of potholes in different routes. On Winnie Mandela Drive alone, there's potholes that
traffic lights haven't worked there for like 4 or 5 years.
Haven't worked in 4 or 5 years, right? I mean, it's just a case of, I believe, an alleged sabotage after another to make people look bad.
I'll even add on to this, right? It's 3 coincidences all at once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all 3 things are true. One, yes, the infrastructure is dilapidated. 2, there is sabotage. 3, Dada Morero isn't competent. All three. True.
Yep. Hey, lay your munch.
I'm telling you. All three. True. You see? Because I'll tell you, I'll keep it a bean with you. I'll keep it all the way 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when Uncle Herm was the mayor?
Yep.
Things are working, eh?
Functioning.
I say what you say. Things are working. His methods may have been unorthodox,
yeah,
but the results were there. Even the city was cleaner.
Yeah. I and how long ago was that? That was probably six years ago.
6 years ago.
Since that, there hasn't been any signs of the city actually functioning the way that it used to function.
Mm.
But right now we have a coalition government in Johannesburg, governing Johannesburg, and Dada Marrero has just come in. We're not doing his bidding, but nevertheless, it's early. It's early for us to say he's incompetent.
Guamanda before him.
Yes, but Guamanda was not an African National Congress mayor.
But he was appointed by them. They helped him. They helped put him in place.
He was appointed through the coalition. So we've got to give them time. I mean, I would just say now to say he's incompetent when he's just only started. I don't know. Hey?
If members of his own mayoral committee, ANC people, are trying to sabotage him.
How does that make you incompetent if they're trying to sabotage
you? They don't trust him.
Oh, what, guys?
Let me ask you this.
Hold on.
That's
self-interest. Let's ask this. Yeah. What has Dada Marrero done to prove competence to you, Mfundo?
No.
Answer this one, please. What has he done to prove competence?
No, but I'm not here advocating or trying to do his bidding. I'm just saying let's give him an opportunity. If here we're speaking about water infrastructure, if they're saying there's sabotage, I'm saying, but we've spoken to experts over the years that have said it is dilapidated and they've never ensured that more funds were being redirected to deal with the infrastructure issues. But right now, I know that, Juliet, we would have had a briefing not so long ago where the city of Johannesburg and Rand Water actually stated that soon enough they'll be dealing with the leakages. It also happens in Eteguini. We lose a lot of non-revenue. I mean, our revenue to water leaks all over. They said that now on, anytime there's a leak, you call them, they're going to hire more people that will deal with those leaks because we're losing a lot of money from that.
You sound like a football coach. Give him
time. No, and again, people on Twitter are going to say now, when are you joining the ANC?
And even that, by the way, some of these leaks are underground leaks.
Yeah.
So the only way to fix them is to actually just lay new pipes.
Yep.
So, fine. Mfundo seems to believe that this is all a plot. I told you what I think. I think all three things are true.
Yeah.
There is sabotage, infrastructure is old, Dada Marrero no yapa is. Give us a shout. What are your thoughts? You live in Joburg City, 086-000-0959.
Okay, she's in the team. I footy, I'm going to lay my robot. Anyways, I'm going to stuck in traffic for 20 minutes. I'm saying, I'm going to go busy. I'm going to have a traffic cop. I'm going to see. I know. I'm going to test me. I'm going.
Hayi bafethu, mina ngiyavumelana noSizwe makathi udata is incompetent. Yabona inkinga uma uthatha idata ulibeka ukuthi lifly idirection elingayazi ngeke likhona ukufly. Kodwa Sizwe uthi uHerman Mashaba uUncle Herm. Uncle Herm. Hey, oh Sizwe, Uncle Herm.
Yeah, that's a nickname I gave him. And it's caught on actually. A lot of people call him Uncle Herm now. Uncle Herm with the perm.
Mfundo Mabalani, are you actually aware the last time Dada Marrero was last seen was on the 16th of August, 2024? Now, this clearly shows that all Sizwe's 3 points are 100% skonkosini. He is highly incompetent and nowhere to be seen.
No, guys. Dada must go. Dada, wow.
Go already?
Yeah, the other things, yes, are true, but Dada must go. I mean, there was a time when Kenugunene was mayor for one day and dude was literally shaking the whole of Joburg, like Johannesburg CBD. Up and down, it was busy. This guy comes in and he hasn't even done anything. Yes, we understand he just arrived, but how does Kenugunene shake up Joburg in one day? And then you have a number of days or weeks and you've done nothing. I must go.
Do you remember one of the statements that Dada Marrero made when he assumed the position of mayor?
Remind me.
He said, don't expect too much.
Oh, what?
Literally, he said, I had Alexander. Don't expect too much from me.
But he doesn't make decisions on his own, Sizwe.
I know what he meant. He was saying, temper your expectations. But how it came across.
Silly.
Oh, boy.
With regards to Dada Marrero being incompetent, I think he totally is, because if we were to compare him and Dr. Nasipi, she was appointed after him and results are there. Look at the issue with the Hammanskraal water issue. That was sorted quickly, and she just got there. There's a lot that is happening in Tshwane that is improving, and Joburg is still the same. There's nothing happening there. Dada, uyi dada. That's all I can say. They need to remove him.
100%. In Tshwane, guys, ya hambi zinto ngempela, no joke.
Mina, I don't believe these allegations. Utada Murero does not need to be sabotaged. Uy, sabotage yena nje son. I completely agree. No, Sizwe ukuthi he's not competent. And Mfundo, I hear you saying ukuthi we need to give him time. But you know what? I think we've become so accustomed to incompetent politicians that we're willing to forgive anything. Look at the mayor, yase Tshwane. In less than 100 days, you could see impact. Utada, things have been happening like Josie. Not one word from him. Not one word. This guy, Ufana ne Ovan, this guy who's the deputy president, they're just here on vacation. So aye, no sabotage. He doesn't need it. He's just Jay by himself. Jay, we sabotage in ourselves.
Guys, nah, I actually believe that there might be some sabotage niana going on there. I mean, Jesus, that scandal, Sami, it was too much. Like a whole week without water, that was too much. And also, I think if we look at the unfunctioning robots, basically, like I drive on Malibongwe Drive every morning. There is no working robot on Malibongwe, and also around the city. No robots are working, and the potholes are just too much. Why aren't they fixing those? So clearly there is somebody sabotaging somebody somewhere.
Yasmin, my issue is with this whole maintenance. If there are schedules, right, Uguti, this suburb will be affected, this area will be affected. I always have great concerns. Like, I live in the north. Some areas in the north would not even get this, because I remember last day we had about a 7-day period where we didn't have water, and our neighbors would still have. So I mean, I can understand if I'm in the Renberg area, how come like before ways they would have water, maybe a Princeton they would have water. Ningang telling a reservoir, Godwa, I mean, I don't get why would it happen like that? Godwa, if we are all in the north, maybe we're getting water from Linden, then why would Amanyama areas not be affected?
You are correct. All three are combined. Incompetency plus corruption. Most of these guys, my campaign, bamba ngamabheke imali emotweni zabo. Uyabona ukuthi kudliwa imali lapha. Utshwala babuthenga abahlezi namantombazana. Uyabona nje. So nje, nothing is working in the city, especially when it comes to the main infrastructure. Traffic lights, the roads, nothing is functioning. Nothing is functioning. Corruption, the ANC, like legacy.
Like all those three nje. Udada has been in a mayoral committee. It's not like his first time being in a public office. He's got the experience. By now, things are supposed to be rolling. Honestly speaking, he asked me about Musela and Joe Hemen Mashaba. That guy knew how to deal with Joburg. Like, he basically knew. He would act on things immediately. Laba, that is just a typical example. Upuma konangape branchini etu. So, guys, there's nothing new that he's going to say that's going to make us believe what he's going to work. This guy, incompetent. Vele irend water, it was bound to happen. Pela mele badle nabantu. Mele badle sane. So they will vele. Benzi have oku kutu tuwa zuwe nzana na matenda. Finish and clear.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.